我与您一起在这个槟城华人教会期间，
And it's
啊，我
worked out.
们就一起来研究这个罗马书。
Pardon me there, Mason. I'm with you right now about once a quarter, and I've decided to jump ahead a little bit in this passage to deal with this key text in Romans 7.
我大约是每季度与你们在一起一次吧，所以说那我就想能够先跳到罗马书的这第七章的一个重要的段落。
The theme of these chapters, Romans 6 through 8, is progressive sanctification.
那罗马书第六到第八章之间这些章节呢，它的主题那就是渐进式的成圣。
And that means the Holy Spirit of God taking the Holy Word of God and making believers more like the Holy Son of God. Gradual holiness.
那也就是说，上帝的圣灵呢，他接受上帝的圣言啊，那使我们这些使徒能够更加像上帝的圣子，更加像他的圣性。
Now, this passage of scripture was just read during our scripture reading time, so I'm not going to read it all again right now.
啊，那个经文就是我们前面刚刚读过的。那一段罗马书的第七章14到15。
It's hard for me to preach sitting down, so I'm going to stand up here, at least for part of this. Is the individual Paul is describing a Christian? Did you hear me, Mason? Should I repeat that?
Sorry, I think I lost the internet connection.
Oh, okay, no problem. Are you back now?
Yes.
Okay. The joys of technology. I was saying I'm going to stand up here for a little bit because it's hard for me to preach sitting down.
Okay. Yeah. 我在这里我会稍微站起来一下，因为坐着，讲到的时候，不是非常的舒服。
Is the individual Paul is describing a Christian?
那保罗在这里描述的是基督徒吗？
How we answer that question has everything to do with how we interpret this passage of Scripture and apply it to our lives.
那我们如何来回答这个问题呢？就和我们如何来解释这段经文啊，并把它应用到我们的生活当中呢，是非常有关的。
Some say that this passage is Paul is describing an unbeliever.
有的人说，保罗在这里描述的是不是啊，是非信徒。
Could a true believer say in the same breath, you know, I am unspiritual, sold into bondage to sin, and I joyfully concur with the law of God?
如果一个真正的信徒能否在同一口气中这样说我是属肉体的，我被卖作罪的束缚，但是我又很高兴的喜悦同意上帝的律法呢？
Those who have this view would say, and I think they're correct, chapter 6 says, of Romans chapter 6, says the believer is dead to sin, and sin is not our master anymore.
那持这种观点的人呢，他们可能会正确的说，因为在第六章里面，信徒他们说过，信徒为罪已死，罪不再是我们的主人。
We're not under law, but under grace, a man who has been saved is not going to be experiencing the struggle that this man was, and therefore the man described in Romans 7, verses 14 to 25, is not saved. He is an unbeliever.
那我们不在律法之下，而是在恩典之下。那一个得救的人不会经历这个人的挣扎。那因此呢，啊，罗马书七章十四二十五这里就描述到这个人得不到救赎，他因此他是一个不信的人，他是个非信徒。
So that's the first view. There are a number of commentators and scholars that believe Romans 7, 14 to 25 is describing Paul when he was unsaved.
这是一种观点，那很多解经家他们都这样认为，保罗在这里描述的就是一个非信徒的。
But others say that Paul is describing his present struggle with sin.
但其他的人说，他保罗在这里描述的是信徒，是与罪作斗争的。
After all, can a lost man have any affection for spiritual things?
那毕竟啊，一个迷失的人，一个失落的人，他会对灵性的事物有什么影响吗？有什么反应吗？
He is a believer, this view would say, because unbelievers do not even struggle with sin at all.
这就是另外一种观点，他们认为这是一个信徒，因为不信的人，他甚至不会与罪做斗争。
There is no struggle for them. There is no conflict within.
因为没有对他们而言没有挣扎，没有斗争。
They have a conscience, yes.
他们有一个良心。
Go ahead.
他们有一个良心。
They have a basic moral compass set by God in their hearts.But this,
是的，那上帝也在他们的心中呢设立了一个基本的道德的一种指南针。
But this compass, this conscience that they have, it can be set by their own wicked behavior to something other than what I've called moral magnetic north, or the word of God.Your conscience is only as good as that to which it is set.
那这个指南针呢？也可以由他们自己的一种自己的邪恶行为，那设定的他们的道德标准啊。对，用我的话来说，这就是他们自己的道德的指北啊。那良心，所以充其量也就只能告诉我们做错了。
Conscience at best tells us we're wrong, but does nothing to tell us how to fix it.
所以良心充其量也就只能告诉我们做错了，但是它对于如何解决无法告诉我们，如何解决它无济于事。
So is the individual Paul is describing a Christian? I would say to that question,Yes.
那么保罗在这里是不是在描述一个基督徒呢？我的回答是的。
And here in a little bit, we'll look at several verses in Romans 7. If you don't have your Bible with you, I would encourage you to get it because I don't have this on the screen today, okay? So if you don't have your Bible with you, please go get it.
那现在我们要读一些经文，如果你身边没有圣经的话，那我鼓励你能够去把它拿来。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问你们一个问题。
Do you have sins in your life with which you struggle?
在你的生命生活中，你有与你斗争的罪吗？
Do you worry? Do you have trouble with anxiety or worry about what's going to happen?
你有对未来会要发生什么事情担忧吗？操心过虑吗？
Do you struggle with anger?
你对自己的怒气有没有挣扎？
Do you struggle with sexual lust?
你对性的诱惑有没有斗争？
Are you a Christian?
你是个基督徒吗？
Can you be a Christian and still commit sin?
你能又是基督徒，但是同时又与罪在挣扎做斗争吗？
Well, absolutely, or we would be sinless, right?
那我想这是肯定的，对吧？不然我们就是无罪的了。
When a person gets saved, many times their problems increase, not decrease.
当一个人得救了以后，他的问题往往会增多，而不是减少。
Why is that?
这是为什么？
Well, because now you have the Holy Spirit who's come inside of you. And now you have both your old man, your old nature, your sin nature, and now you have the Holy Spirit in there too.
那是因为圣灵，你得救了以后，圣灵就驻扎到你的心里啊。那但是你的同时，你的老的自我，那个犯罪的自我也还在那里。
You used to be able to sin and be comfortable with it, but now you're no longer comfortable.
你以前可能犯罪的时候会非常的舒坦，但是现在却不会觉得，因为有圣灵在。
I have the privilege of working my regular job, my 40-hour a week job, sometimes more, as a chaplain for hospice.
那我现在很幸运，我能够在医院里面成为一个院牧。
One of my patients is... He's like around 87 years old, and he believes that he no longer sins.
那我有一个病人，他大概是在87岁左右，他认为他自己已经不再犯罪了。
He believes he had this special experience, and now he has no more sin. He's perfect.
他觉得他已经经历了特别的他有着特别的经历所以他现在已经不再犯罪了，他是完全的。
But the book of 1 John, and this is not in the notes, Mason, but 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8 tells us something different. So I'm going to read 1 John 1, 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
First John chapter
1 and verse 8.
Just give me 1 second.
No problem.
Chapter 1, verse 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. 那在约翰一书 第一章第八节里面就说到，我们若说自己没有罪，就是自欺，真理不在我们里面。
And then 1 John chapter 1 and verse 10 as well. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us.
在第十节他说的，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，就是把神当作说谎的，他的道就不在我们心里了。
So 1 John 1:8, if we claim to have no sin nature, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
所以根据约翰一书这第一章这些章节啊，那如果我们说自己没有罪了，那就是我们在自己自欺欺人。
And then verse 10, 1 John 1:10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
那第十节，正如第十节说的，如果我们说自己没有犯过罪，那我们自己就是在说谎，那么他的道也就不在我们里面。
So, in other words, the believer is going to be part sinful,and part spiritual throughout his or her Christian life.
换一句话来讲，那一个信徒他就是在一半在 有罪，一半 是无罪的这样的状况下来生活他的一辈子。
So back to Romans 7.
那我们回到罗马书第七章。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about this struggle with sin.
那罗马书第七章，保罗就在这里讲论了信徒与罪的斗争。
And really, this should really encourage us, in my opinion.
那这段经文应该是非常的来鼓励我们。
Does it encourage you when you find out that people other than you mess up?
那对你有没有对你比如举个例子如果其他人做错事了，对你来说是不是一种鼓励的？
Why are we so encouraged when we learn that other people sin?
我们为什么能够得到鼓励？如果我们知道其他人也是有罪的呢？
And I should put it this way. Why are we so encouraged when we learn that other Christians, particularly spiritual ones, that they commit sin?
当我们知道其他也是基督徒的人，他们也有罪的时候，这是对我们的一种鼓励。
Well, it encourages us because we realize, hey, I'm not the only one.
为什么？这是因为我们就知道，我们自己并不是，并不只有我们自己在那里犯罪。
I remember when my pastor, his name was Pastor Good, G-O-O-D-E, Good. When Pastor Good first shared a negative example of himself.
我仍旧记得我的牧者叫 Good 牧师，他第一次分享了他的一个比较负面的例子。
Pastor Good was the one who married, who officiated the wedding ceremony for Karen and me.
那位牧师就是他主持了我和 Karen 的婚礼。
That was, well, it'll be 28 years come August 21st.
那如果到八月份的话，那就是28年了。
And you can pray for my wife because she has to put up with me.
你真的可以要称赞我的太太，那么她一直和我这样生活着。
Mason, do we need to pray for Jennifer because she has to put up with you?
科比。Yeah, 科比。
It's true for any of us who, if we're honest. I have a statement there right underneath Roman numeral two, Mason. It's also very important to mention that this passage discusses the most spiritual and mature of Christians, Paul, who, the more they honestly measure themselves against God's standard of righteousness, the more they realize how much they fall short.
那这里有很重要的 一点要提一下，就是这段经文啊，讨论了基督徒中最有灵性和最成熟的基督徒。那他们越诚实的以上帝的公义来衡量自己，他们就越会发现，越会意识到自己有多少的不足。
The more I grow in my Christian life, the more I realize how far I have to go.
我在基督里面越是成长，我越是发现我有多少的路还要走。
And remember, our salvation is not based upon our merit, on our good works. Our salvation is based upon Christ's.
那要我们要记住，我们的救赎不是靠我们的行为，乃是靠基督耶稣。
Jesus paid it all to him I owe. You might know that song. I don't know if you want to sing that, Mason, but Jesus paid it all to him I owe.
耶稣已经付出了一切，我对他欠下了所有。
My salvation is not based upon my performance. It's based on Christ's finished work.
我的救赎不是靠我的行为，我的救赎是靠着基督那已完成的工作。
But I'm expected to grow and become more like Christ in my everyday life.
那但是我也期待我自己能够每天都成长更像基督。
And let me share some biblical examples of people who, when confronted with God's holiness, saw their own wickedness.
我让我来也在用圣经里的例子来举给你们那些信徒他们在基督里的成长。
The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 6:5 said, Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 6:5.
那在以赛亚书6:5，那以赛亚这先知他就说到，我是祸患。我是祸患因为我被毁了，因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，我住在一个嘴唇不洁的人中间，因为我的眼睛看见了万军之耶和华。
The Apostle Peter once told Jesus, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
使徒彼得他使徒彼得曾经在路加福音5:8里面说到过。
And that was after he doubted that they would catch fish because they had fished all night and caught nothing, and Jesus told them to throw it over on the right side of the ship and they would catch a bunch of fish. And then after he caught all the fish, that's when he said, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
这个是在彼得他在怀疑他们为什么整夜钓鱼却什么都没有抓到的鱼之后，但是耶稣却让他们下网捕鱼就得到的时候，他说道主啊，我是一个有罪的人，离开我吧。
In Revelation chapter 1, the apostle John, when he saw the glorified Christ, he says of himself, When I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man.
启示录一章十二到十七节里面，那是徒约翰他在见到了神的见到了荣耀的基督之后，他说到：“当我看见他时，我像死人一样跌倒在他的脚下。”
Moses, when he saw the burning bush, it says in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 6, then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
在摩西在出埃及记的第三章第六节里面描写到，他说他在见到了燃烧的那个灌木丛之后，他就匍匐在上帝那里。
And now I'm on page 3 of my notes. Paul was close to the Lord. He was a very godly man. Through Paul, God chose to inspire or breathe out 13 books of the Bible, half of the New Testament. You were taking care of some dogs.
Yes.
No problem. The joys of doing this through, hey, the day's going to come again when we're going to do this at the church building. Amen?
Yes, certainly.
Amen. All right. Top of page 3 in my notes. Paul was close to the Lord. He was a very godly man. And I mean, through Paul, God chose to give us half of the New Testament, almost 13 out of 27 books. This is Paul who wrote this.
保罗他是一个离主很近的人，他是一个非常虔诚的信徒。那通过保罗，那上帝选择了选择了启发差不多圣经的13本书，差不多要新约圣经的一半。
Paul's godliness and spiritual maturity is evidenced by his honest appraisal of his continuing battle with sin.
那保罗他继续的与罪恶做斗争的，他对自己这种诚实的评估呢，也证明了他自己的虔诚和属灵的一种成熟。
We all have sin giants in our lives. Sins that give us more trouble than others.
我们生活中总有那些给我们很多麻烦的那些罪。
One of mine, and I've shared this with you before, is anger, sinful anger.
That 我的一个就是最终的那种怒气。
I can become angry when I really shouldn't be.
我往往在不应该生气的时候会发怒。
Let me give you a recent example.
让我来给你一个最近的一个例子。
This was from, what day was this? I think this was Friday night. Friday night.
这个差不多就是星期五的，周五的晚上。
My wife went over to a friend's house to have her hair colored.
我太太到她的一个朋友家中去染头发。
And what I thought was going to, and then they were going to go out to eat at a Mexican restaurant after that.
他们打算在那之后去一个墨西哥的餐厅用餐。
So, you know, about an hour for the hair treatment, maybe an hour and a half for the meal. And she should have been home around 7, maybe 8 o'clock in the evening.
那差不多一个小时的染发，一个多小时的用餐，那差不多应该在7点到8点之间回到家。
But that's not the way it worked out.
但并不是这样的。
I was looking forward to seeing her, spending time with her, maybe if there was enough daylight, taking a walk with her.
我是期待着能够再和她一起过一起过去趁着有日光的时候出去走一走。
Guess what time my wife got home on Friday night?
但是猜猜看我太太在星期五是什么时候到家的呢？
11 p.m.
晚上11点。
Yep.And I kept expecting her to come in and it's still a little bit of light out there. We can go on a walk. Uh-uh. Nope. Not the way it happened.
所以当她回来的时候，我们当然已经不可能再趁着还有日光的时候出去走一走。
Which she could not control.
这个但她控制不了。
But in my heart, I was frustrated because I wasn't getting my way.
但是在我心里我非常的沮丧生气，因为我没有得到按照我的想法的进行的事情。
The hair treatment took longer than she planned.
那做头发。
There was a long wait at the restaurant.
时间。
Are you with me? Mason? He is frozen on my screen. Can someone else hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I think Mason may have lost his connection.Oh, are you back, Mason?
Yeah, I think I lost the connection again. I don't know. But let me switch to another room.
Okay.
Sorry. Let me switch to another room.
Oh, we're seeing you walk, Mason. You're doing great.
Yeah, I forgot to turn off my
camera. No, it's nice seeing your home. It's beautiful.
Okay. All right.
I was just explaining that Karen's hair treatment took a lot longer than she planned.
是的，我太太 Karen 她的那个做头发远远超过她所计划的时间。
There was a long wait at the Mexican restaurant.
而且在那个墨西哥餐厅里面也有很长的一个等待时间。
Her friend, her friend's parents and daughter and her daughter's boyfriend all joined them for the meal.
并且她的朋友的
her parents, her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend.
她的朋友的父母，她的朋友父母，她的朋友的妹妹和她的妹妹的男友都一起加入他们的用餐。
And when you go from a dinner with two people to a dinner of six people, everything takes longer.
那当然了，你用餐的时候从两个人变成六个人，那所有的要花的时间都更长了。
And all that meant I didn't get my wife home on a Friday night when I was hoping to take a walk with her.
所以当我想要和他在周五晚上一起能够出去走一走散步的时候，那当然就不成，就没有成功。
And I was upset, I was hot. in my heart.
所以我就啊，所以我在我心里我就非常的生气动怒。
And it was wrong.
但这个是不对的。
So that just happened to me 2 days ago.
这就是两天前发生在我身上的事情。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 7, and you've got it on the screen there. And let's look at some of these, what Paul said about his struggle.
那我们再回到罗马书第七章，也就是屏幕上现在显示的这里。
Verse 14 in the NIV, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin.
那第十四节这里他说到，我们知道法律，律法是属灵的，但我没有灵。
And notice, Paul is using present tense verbs.
那我们这里注意到保罗用的是一个过去式。
Mason, help me with this. Does Chinese have the present tense just like English does?
Chinese, do we have past tense in Chinese?
No, present tense, the present tense.
A present tense, yeah.
Like something you're currently doing, do you have that?Do you have tenses like that?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not very good at Chinese.
Okay. You're all right. Sorry to put you on the spot like that, Mason. Greek, the language of the New Testament, has tenses. And this is one of the reasons why I believe that this is describing Paul as a Christian, because it's describing his struggle in the present, right now.
那在希腊文里面就有这个时态的区别，所以说这就是为什么我认为这是保罗在说他自己是基督徒的时候，因为他用的是一个现在时。
Verse 15, I do not understand what I do.
在第十五节里面，我不明白我所做的事。
Verse 16, I do what I do not want to do.
第后面十六节就说到我也没有做我想要去做的事。Sorry, 因为
Verse 17, it is sin living in me.
第十七节那就是其实这样不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
19, what I do is not the good I want to do.
第十九节，我所愿意的善，我反没有做。
The evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
我所不愿意的恶呢，我倒去做了。
So, he goes on to say in verse 20,but it is sin living in me that does it.
所以在第二十节他继续做到，那我所不愿做的就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Look at verse 21. So I find this law at work when I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
第二十一节，我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
Verse 22, for in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
二十二节，因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
But verse 23, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war.Against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
第二十三节，但我觉得肢体中就另有个律和我心中的律在交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 24, what a wretched man I am.
24节, 我真是苦啊。
Do you feel that way?
你有没有同样的感受呢?
Man, I sure do.
我就是这样子, 我就有这样的感受。
I feel like that more often than I care to admit.
我不得不承认, 我常常有这样的感受。
What a wretched man I am.
我真是苦啊。
I don't know about in Chinese, but this is the same word from Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
这就是从奇异恩典里面的唱到的,那我真是个可怜的人,我真是个苦的人。
And I feel like that all the time.
这样的感受我时常有。
Who will rescue me from this body of death?
那谁能让我从这死亡的身体中解脱呢?
And then he answers that question in verse 25. I'm glad the chapter did not end at verse 24.
非常高兴这个章节没有在24节就结束, 因为那个答案就在第25节里面。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
真是感谢神, 靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
And then he finishes up, so then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin.
所以说,在这样看来,我以内心顺服神的律,但我的肉体却顺服罪的律。
So what's the answer to the question, why do I struggle with sin so much?
那为什么我会与 所以那么有斗争，那这个的答案到底是什么呢？
Because of our sin nature.
就是因为我们的罪性，我们有罪的本性。
And I have a quote for you there in the notes. I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me means that it is no longer I, the new regenerate or saved I, who produces sin, but the sinful practices of brain and body habituated in my members. The struggle is with the past carried over into the present by a habituated body.
那我不再是这样做的人,而是住在我心中的罪恶。这个就意味着不再是我了,而是一个新生的我在,而不再是我制造罪恶,而是 而是我的脑和我的身体的一些罪恶的习性在大力习以为常，所以这个我与罪的做的斗争，就是由一个习惯性的身体能够将过去延续到了现在。
I said earlier in this message that when you become a Christian, life really gets harder.
我在前面提到过，当你成为一个基督徒的以后，你的生活往往会变得更加困难。
Because now there's a struggle, there's a battle, there's a war within.
因为你成为基督徒以后，在你的生活里就有了一个战争，就有了一个斗争。
In fact, there's a good book entitled Winning the War Within.
有一本书就很好,它就是说叫做从里面的获胜。
And the author is a man by the name of Jay Adams.
那本书的作者叫做Jay Adams.
John MacArthur, a fine preacher and pastor out in California, calls the sin nature the residue or the leftovers of the old man.
有一种说法就是John MacArthur 他曾经说到过,那罪就是我们以前 以前的一种最新的纯语体。
There's a real struggle, there's a real battle, but victory over sin is possible.
是的，我们的确是有战争，的确是有斗争，但是我们的胜利也是非常，也是可能的。
And better than victory, let me use a different word. Obedience is possible.
那让我用换一个词，不要用这个胜利来，而是顺服。
By God's grace, we can sin less, though we'll never be sinless.
我们靠着神的恩典，我们可以少犯罪，当然不可能完全无罪。
I want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 15. This is not in my notes. John chapter 15 and verse 5.
那我们来一起翻到圣经的约翰福音十五章。
That's there it is on the screen. Jesus said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me,And I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
十五章这里他说到，我是真葡萄树，我父是培植的人。所有属我而不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；所有结果子的，他就修剪干净。
Go down to verse 6, John 15, 6. Scroll down a little bit.
那在第六节里面。
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
人若不住在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干了，人把它们拾起来，丢在火里烧掉了。
Now, can you get verses 5 and 6 on the screen at the same time? Verses 5 and 6. There we go.
我们把第五章第五节和第六节一起来看。
Jesus is the vine, verse 5. Verse 6, we need to remain in him.
那第五章这里就说到耶稣他就是那葡萄树，我们就是那枝子，我们要住在他的里面。
I've got some bushes outside I need to trim. They need pruning badly.
我院子外面有很多灌木丛需要修剪。
Here. I'll be like Mason. You can kind of see him out there. Can you see him?
你们能看到吗?
Can you see those bushes out there? Mason, can you see him?
My screen is too small. I can't see.
That's okay. There's branches. There's bushes out there that need to be trimmed. Okay?Now, it's not as bad as I thought, actually, but it's, so if I take my tool and I cut that branch off, it still looks pretty good for a while, doesn't it?
如果我用一些工具把这些枝子都修剪一下，把这灌木丛修剪好，那它会看上去会好一点，不是吗？
But in a day or two, it's going to wither.
但是一两天以后他们都会枯干。
I have to stay connected to Jesus as the source of my strength, just like that bush I just tried to show you has to stay connected to the roots, or it will wither and die.
就像我给你们看的这个灌木丛的枝子，如果他们我们也和他们一样，如果我们离开了耶稣基督，那我们也会枯干。
In my struggle against sin, I have to stay connected to Jesus.
在我与罪做斗争的期间，我必须要与耶稣联合，必须要住在基督里面。
And that means I have to be spending time in the Word of God, renewing my mind.
那也就是说我必须要在神的话语里面 住着，要在神的话语里面成长更新。
The battle is great.
啊，这个战争是大的。
The struggle is severe.
这个斗争也是非常严峻的。
But by God's grace, you may persevere.
啊，靠着神的恩典，你是可以获胜的。
One passage of scripture and then we're done. Philippians chapter 2.
好，那我们看最后一个章，最后一点经文，然后我们结束今天的正道。这个是在腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13.
腓立比书第二章12到13节。
Philippians 2, 12 and 13. There it is. Thank you. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
这样看来，我所亲爱的，你们素来是顺服的，就不但我在你们那里的时候这样，现今我不在，你们更顺服，就应当恐惧战惊的作为自己的恩典，做自己的救恩。十三节，神为了成全自己的美意，就在你们里面动工，使你们可以立志和行事。
Paul is describing his very real struggle with sin.
那保罗在这里就是，在描述他那真实的与罪做斗争的情况。
Sometimes he failed miserably.
很多时候，有些时候他会感觉非常的，非常的糟糕。
Honestly, sometimes I fail miserably as well.
坦白的讲，我有时候也很失败。
And if you're honest, every one of you struggles with sin as well.
如果你也诚实的话，你们每一个人也都在与罪做斗争。
But by God's grace,
靠着神的恩典，
as we're connected to the vine,
就如我们在与那葡萄枝相连。
As we read scripture and meditate on it.
我们来读话语，如读神的话语来冥想。
As we pray, just as we did this morning, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
就如我们在今天早晨祷告中说的，叫我们脱离罪恶，不叫我们遇见试探。
As we're faithful to church,
那我们在对在基督里有信心。
As we're involved in each other's lives, because that's what church members do, they're involved in each other's lives.
让我们在每个人的生活当中。
We can grow.
我们可以一起成长。
Oh, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我真是个可怜的人，受苦的人呐！谁能救我脱离凶恶呢？那真是只有通过耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, I thank you for this passage of scripture.
我们天上的神呢，我们真感谢你给我们这一段经文。
I pray that you would help me and my brothers and sisters to grow.
我感谢你能够保守我和我的弟兄姐妹们一起成长。
We fail you and we sin a lot.
我们真是很失败，我们有时候常常犯罪。
It is too true.
这真太真实了。
Help us all to understand that we can grow even though we do fail.
让我们能够意识到我们可以成长，就算我们有失败的时候。
I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告， amen.
Let me say one other thing before I hand it over to you.